Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm at a spot where I'm not really concerned, but I'm certainly not comfortable the way I was going into game one where I was like, Cavs in five. Like, the Cavs played about as bad as they could play. The Pacers played about as well as they could. And the reality is, in the NBA playoffs, you can't give away a game. So that's my localized, very surface level, not surface level, very today level, where are we in the series take. Big picture, if we zoom out 1,000 feet,
yeah,
you can't tell me that Donovan looking spent in game one of a 7-game series where, whether it's a calf, whether it's whatever's bugging him, looked very, very real and impacting his 3-point shot. You can't tell me that doesn't put a big kernel of doubt in your head today.
A kernel of doubt in the Pacers series or kernel of doubt big picture?
I think big picture.
Okay, yeah. Because, I mean, listen, if I was going to be the person that told you that if Darius wasn't able to be on the court, I'd have concerns over the Boston series. If Darius is at 60%, I still have concerns over the Boston series. And then now you also have Donovan playing that fourth quarter the way he did, the Hunter injury, the Mobley injury. It really does feel like it's all coming to a head right now.
Yeah, and I think specific to the Donovan stuff, like this is not meant to disrespect the Pacers. It's not. You shouldn't need Donovan, meaning like a Herculean effort by Donovan to beat this Pacers.
Well, but it
team.
Wasn't even really, in my opinion, like that much of a Herculean effort. Like, I really do. It felt more like Kobe Bryant playing his final game more than it felt like anything else.
No, absolutely. But what I mean is just like, you shouldn't need to go to that well every time where like, listen, that was like half good Kobe and half bad Kobe, meaning the third quarter was the good Kobe where he could just take over a game and this is my will. I'm exerting my will upon you, the other team. Let's get this win.
Yeah.
And then the fourth quarter, it went to an extreme that just wasn't helpful to the – it only exacerbated the problems the Cavs were having.
I mean, but just the amount of shots he was taking, though. It was like he was trying to win a stuffed teddy bear at a carnival game. He was just jacking up shots.
But you shouldn't need 30 points a night from Donovan to win the rest of this series, right? Maybe you do need Darius now. Maybe Evan's got to give his point, where Evan at points last night was as commanding as I can remember in the playoffs. Like, Ty Jerome needs to not shoot 20 floaters and instead probably needs to shoot a few more threes. The same thing can't be said for moving forward. Like, if Donovan's calf or whatever it is, if that's not right going into the Boston series, if he's 60%, I have no idea how you win a championship, let alone get through Boston.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you have Donovan at 60%, you have Darius at 60%, Mobley and Allen, you're right. I liked what they did last night.
Yeah.
Like, I can't blame them in any sort of way. It's just, you can't have, you know, half your main core, half your big guys be injured the way that it looks like they are right now.
But it does feel like I'm splitting the pick a little bit here by saying I don't think you need that much from – I don't think you need that much. Like, Donovan is a Celtic killer. You're going to need the Celtic killer to show up with a slingshot to take down Goliath in the Eastern Conference Finals. And my concern is, if you need that in the Indiana series,
right,
are you robbing Peter to pay Paul?
Well, it felt like a trickle-down effect almost in many ways, though. You know, like, it felt like the moment Darius was out, then Donovan felt this responsibility to kind of just do it all.
So, all right, I'm glad you said this, because watch the first, like, 5 minutes of possessions. Most of the time, they're letting Strus or somebody else bring the ball up the court. Donovan's on the far side of the court. And Donovan's not really involved in the action early on. And and it kind of made me wonder if, because I had applauded the Cavs in game three, where it's your first game in Miami, and the first couple possessions, Donovan very lightly ever touched the ball. And I thought, like, wow, what a smart thing. You get everybody else involved and engaged early. Now looking back, were they doing that to try and conserve Donovan for later in the game? Were they doing that because of the injury?
Mobley made the first two baskets, and then Donovan made the next two. Like, Donovan made the 25-footer, and then he fouled it up, and he made the bank shot.
But it wasn't him bringing the ball up. It was him getting the shot based off the action.
Oh, you mean as far as for... Okay, I got what you're saying.
Like, Donovan didn't move... Like, Donovan wasn't moving a lot early.
I think that was more... And they put a lot on Ty Jerome there. And Ty Jerome... I just didn't think he did a good job facilitating. I think they were trying to give him the responsibility that you typically give a starter in that moment, because maybe they were trying to help out Donovan.
I mean, Sam, right? Because Sam and Max Strus were in the starting lineup early.
Yeah. But again, later on is what I'm getting at with Ty Jerome. Because you saw he had the 8-second violation and everything like that, because he couldn't bring the ball up over the court. Like, there was different moments in there where you felt like maybe that's what they were trying to do. I don't know. They got a lot of different players involved. They did, but Donovan had his fingerprint on this one pretty early.
Inevitably, whether it's because of Donovan's injury or because, hey, let's build some trust with the other guys, I still think that's the way you should do it if Darius is not out. Like, let other guys get in the action, because you're going to need everybody's playmaking so that Donovan doesn't have to do it all by himself.
Yeah.
But I think the problem was, at no point, I really don't know why the hell last night they couldn't just, hey, we got to slow down the offense, let's get in the half court, let's move the ball that's best benefit to us, which is where the ball doesn't stick. And listen, the Pacers did an incredible job getting into passing lanes. They did an incredible job of getting pressure on the cat. That was really in the first, that was really in the second half, though. If you look at the first half, I mean, the lanes were there. The Cavs were in their own head in the first half, and I continue to just think last night was the worst case scenario for you, and it was the best case scenario for Boston. I think the Cavs are going to take game two. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, because that's not what this Pacers team is about. They play their asses off, and they think that's how you should play if you're in the situation they're in.
I wonder if they got shocked that they were in the situation they were in after the first quarter.
I think it was just good vibes.
First quarter's done, you're down 11, though. You know what I mean? Like, the Pacers just came out in such a way, and Siakam was doing so much in that first quarter. I wonder if it caught him by surprise, and then they were just trying to regroup and rally from there. And I brought up the idea that, I mean, again, at fourth quarter, 7.5 left in that game, they got back to even. They got back to tie, and they blew it. But I do wonder if that first stretch there and everything else in that first quarter and then moving forward was just, I think it was a shock to him.
Our buddy Danny Cunningham just tweeting out the Cavs injury list, saying the Cavs list DeAndre Hunter, right thumb sprain, Evan Mobley left ankle sprain, and Darius Garland left great toe sprain, all questionable for tomorrow's game two against Indy. That would mean, and again, that was at Real D Cunningham, Danny, not just of Cleveland Magazine, the Locked On Cavs podcast, also a member of 92.3 The Fan as well. That would lead me to believe that Donovan's not on the injury list, which is interesting, because I watched a very compromised Donovan. So to me, he's still so effective getting to the rim or making plays at the rim. But if he's, what was he, 1 of 8? At one point I looked down last night, he was 1 of 8
threes,
from three.
He was 1 of 11.
So he's ended up as 1 of 11.
Yeah, he finished it horrible.
He didn't look like he had any lift on the shot or any direction where it was going. I might be overreacting on that regard. But I mean, by like the 6th three-point attempt, I was paying attention. He didn't have the giddy up.
In the fourth quarter in particular, it was just very obvious. That was not the same Donovan that we've become accustomed to. But again, are you just exhausting so much more energy trying to save the day? I mean, how many games have we seen Donovan put up 30 shots? You typically don't see that in general.
216-474-0092. Is Donovan Mitchell healthy enough for the Cavs to win a title?
Why didn't he get asked in the press game or the postgame press conference?
Mm.
Like Fedor brought up that story on Baskin and Phelps. He's leaving, and then he gives Donovan this. Donovan gives him this eye and this look of like, okay, you guys let me off. And I've been in press conferences before. I'm sure you have, Nick, as well. Where like there's a main question that probably should have got asked but didn't get asked. But the player looks as they leave like, oh, okay, I'm good to go. Okay, you're not going to ask about that, and then just keep things moving.
Not even a press conference. It's the Boozer interview from like 2 months ago, where apparently our generation of people are still more upset with Carlos Boozer than anyone else.
Boozer Cruise.
And I think it's more also a knock on Gordon Gunn, like that I have to like. You have to reference that Gordon. So
what did people want out of that? They wanted you to ask.
They wanted me to ask. This is verbatim what.
Okay,
people
I wasn't there that
ask.
I wasn't there that interview.
All right, no,
I was gone in Florida that week.
So what they want me to ask is, hey, why'd you lie to a blind man? Now for me, the problem is,
okay,
you're inferring something about Gordon Gunn when you just refer to him as like some sort of disabled person instead of like, you know, a multimillionaire that despite visual impairment became one of the richest dudes on the planet. So I. Maybe I'm being a little defensive
okay,
here.
But you
I
think,
was more. I didn't care about Boozer. I cared more about the classification. Like we should pity Gordon because what Boozer did to him specifically. Because I never liked the question.
Okay. But in this scenario, you think that Boozer hung up the phone and was like, "Thank goodness Nick didn't ask
guarantee
about that."
You.
Like I was expecting
Cleveland,
that. It's Cleveland Radio. Yes. I was expecting that, and then he didn't do it. And so I guess I just got away with one.
I think so.
Why did Donovan get away with one last night, though? And I'm not getting on any of the reporters or anything like that, but it was very obvious in the fourth quarter.
Tell you why. Because the rest of the game was so bad that
there's
you had
too many other things to even think about.
It was the eclipse scenario. Everything eclipsed Donovan's health because of how poorly they played in every facet of the game outside of like a 7-minute stretch in the third quarter. In a way, that bailed Donovan out from having to answer questions about his health.
I mean, I'm happy he's not on the injury report then. So we'll see. I mean, I'm monitoring this in game two as much as anything, though.
Let's go with Jordan. Jordan, is Donovan's health, if it turns poor here, is that enough?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Enough for you to be concerned that the Cavs can win a title this year.
Yeah, if his health turns to be poor, if he ends up being hurt, then yeah, I think that would hurt our chances.
Well, what if he's hurt now?
Jordan.
I think maybe I misunderstood the question.
I asked a stupid question. I was just trying to ask it different.
Jordan, you treated it like it was the dumbest question you've ever heard.
And I understand. I'm going to run it back, Jordan. All right, we welcome Jordan in Cleveland. Is Donovan Mitchell, is he healthy enough for the Cavs to win a title?
Yeah, I think so. I think last night, you know, he looked strained at the end of the game because, I mean, he was pretty much doing all the work aside from Evan Mobley. I think a lot of it was rust. You know, they had a couple nights off. The Pacers just came out of a really good battle against Milwaukee in that overtime game to close it out with short rest. They're just kind of in the mode of going. I think the Cavs getting punched in the mouth early on didn't help. The physicality from the Pacers, which I don't think anyone really expected to come from it. Like you guys have said, it was a terrible shooting game, a terrible game, aside from the players who are putting up points. I think we come back in games two and three and really show up exactly how we're playing. I think having Darius coming back will help. But, I mean, if you look at the score and how the game was played, they were making everything, the Pacers, that is, and it was still kind of close. We were missing everything.
Yeah, and
so
Jordan,
I think if we Go ahead.
I thought that was interesting. Like, Pacers at half shot 60% from three, and the Cavs are within six at the half. And you're like, how is this game this close right now?
I just don't think that they have an answer for – I mean, they don't have an answer for us, right, especially for Evan Mobley. I think if we give Evan Mobley the ball in the fourth quarter and actually go to work like he should have had last night, we win that game, you know, even with our poor shooting. And that just speaks to the kind of series that we're going into.
Jordan.
That's all I have for you guys. I'm like in agreement on both of your points, too.
All right, buddy. Thank you, appreciate Jordan. You. I actually thought the biggest mistake was not running the ball through Evan. There's so much of, yeah, when he shoots three-pointers, it's great. When he is forceful at the rim, it's great. His superpower is being able to swing that ball, whether he's at the top of the key, whether he's at the elbow. His passing ability really is, I think, one of the hidden, like, kind of cheat codes for the Cavs. Well,
and he started to hang out at the perimeter.
Yeah.
I mean, he did. I don't mean games have you seen him take 5 3-pointers. You don't see that typically.
But I would have loved to see just a little bit more – a little bit more thoughtfulness about let's get him involved passing, because I just think – I think you can see it, how the looks that opens up for him, it really does help the spacing, because people are starting to respect Evan at the three-point line. 216-474-0092. People respect him as a passer, even if he's not hitting the three-pointers there. Is Donovan Mitchell healthy enough for the Cavs to win a title? If we're just basing it off of last night, I think there's pause for concern on that. And – the difference between need and want with the Cavs and Darius Garland and your calls in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Did you hear the blasphemy about you today earlier on this station about your defense of Nolan Jones?
No, I really didn't.
Yeah,
I catch like everything on this station. What happened?
It was the Morning Boys. They were talking about your referencing how hard Nolan Jones is hitting the ball.
Yeah, the exit velocity.
Exit velocity and saying that they really only care about that with home run balls, not necessarily any other thing. So
yeah, they probably shouldn't at this point. You know what I mean? I understand that. I get that.
I didn't like it. I mean, yes, he's hitting 156 now. We can all agree that's not good.
Well, hold on. By the way, this was also not me defending Nolan Jones it wasn't like it was like week one that I said this. I said this last week when he was already below the Mendoza line.
I think
just offered up as a piece of hope for Nolan Jones, not necessarily like he's going to be great. No, he's unequivocally stunk.
If you had said that a month ago, I think they would have been okay with it. But now that you exit velo, that's a problem, I think. It really wasn't that big of an issue.
I guess
issue.
I got to hear the segment.
I think they were just having the conversation, then just went out of
their way. Did they represent it as if I was like a Nolan Jones defender?
I believe that's exactly what
happened. Yeah, okay, so that's where they're wrong then, because I'm not a Nolan Jones defender. We're just looking for hope in a field of 0-0 hope right now.
I think it's about 156 hope.
Yeah, it's not great. But again, if I had done this in like the second game of the season, maybe a little bit different. But it's like Apple stocks at 10 cents. And I'm like, you know what, guys? This might not be great, but here's a brief shred of optimism if you want to cling to.
216-474-0092.
Apple stock is doing great, by the way.
Is JP a Nolan Jones homer? I think that was the question. Yeah? No question?
Yeah. It's not a great position for me, is it? I like Nolan Jones.
I do, too. It's okay.
I think we all like Nolan Jones.
I like John Kensie as well, and he's actually started to hit home runs recently. No, if Nolan just had like four more home runs, we could all agree we can put up with 156. It's the 156 and the lack of home runs that I think might just be the problem.
Yeah, and just because a person hits the ball incredibly hard and he's in the 95 percentile for exit velo and basically everything that they'll tell you, this person hits the ball incredibly hard, doesn't mean he's going to be a great player. Doesn't mean he's going to be a great hitter. It's just one stat among many, many, many stats, Nick.
Now back to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the game one of futility. I'll be honest with you. I don't care which one you pick. You'd be right either way. If we said offense or defense, which one was the bigger issue in game one?
Yeah.
You landed on offense, yes?
I did, and a lot of this is because I just don't – I think you can have a great recipe, and I think you can be a good defensive team and all that, but in the NBA – in the postseason especially, just offense just trumps defense all day, every day. And it's going to be really hard. Doesn't mean you could have 5 Draymond Greens out there. It's going to be really hard. And because I use Draymond, you're not going to like this. but it's going to be really hard to stop these guys. Like what they do best is the same thing that you do best, and that's scoring the basketball. Like their offense is incredible.
So my devil's advocate was they were just getting such pristine looks. Like you don't have to play great defense against them, but just don't give them the easiest looks in the court. My bigger problem with the offense, though, is you just weren't setting anything up. It really was. It looked like the J.B. Bickerstaff offense, where it was the only difference was instead of Donovan or Darius being the guy
that did it. Donovan or Ty Jerome.
Ty Jerome.
Which is just entirely too much Ty Jerome.
I think, listen, the defense is going to be a work in progress this whole series, right? We freely admit that. Indy puts a lot of pressure on you. I'm not saying I don't care about that, but with a little physicality, I think you can get the defense where it needs to be. You don't have a shot in hell if you're not going to go ahead and run your offense in this series. You just don't.
And if you thought the open looks they got were impressive, if we make it to the Boston series, which I still expect us to do, you want to talk about a team that like the move in the rock becomes more paramount and becomes really impressive? That's the Celtics.
216-474-0092. What was your bigger frustration point with game one for the Cavs? The offense or the defense? Thomas in Shaker, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, real quick, JP, what I'm hearing from you is if I should bet anytime home run tonight, Nolan Jones, if I put $10 down, I should win about $156.
No, I wouldn't do that. Only because he's in the eight spot tonight. Is that right?
He is.
So much fewer opportunities than when he was in the two hole, which he'd become accustomed to.
Put your name on it. What if you hit a home run today?
It's not putting my name on it. No.
Wait.
No.
Thomas, are you saying that he needs to say it with his
chest? The cars.
It's high reward, low risk. If you say anytime home run, Nolan Jones tonight, and you win a whole bunch of people money, then you're a legend. If you lose, you go like, oh, yeah, I was just talking.
Nobody's saying that with conviction right now.
That is how that works. No, the car is on the fire. It's on fire and it's on the interstate, right? And I just happen to be like, hey, you get an extinguisher. It might not be that bad of a car. Like I see there's some good there. And now all of a sudden it's like, I thought this car is the greatest car to ever be invented. So, okay.
All right, Thomas, we got about 35 seconds, buddy. Give us your cash.
35 seconds. First of all, if I'm Kenny Atkinson, I'm putting Tristan Thompson in. I'm a little emotional right now after that game. If I'm the Cavs, I'm putting Tristan Thompson in the first 5 minutes. I'm making sure he gets all 6 of the 5 in the first 5 minutes. Like Tristan, just go out there and just like, I don't know, just start hacking people. I mean, that's not a good response, but after watching DeAndre Hunter take that fall last night, the first thing I could think of was when Kendrick Perkins came in the game and decked the Celtic after Kevin Love got his arm ripped out. So I'm like, man, put Tristan Thompson in the game so he could deck somebody, please. Anyway, if I'm the Cavs, I'm not concerned. I'm not worried, but I am concerned. I do think that we're going to come out better in game two. I need Darius Garland to come back and get over himself with his injured toe. They need to space the floor better, and they need to I'm more concerned on defense because I felt like our defense did nothing. We did not respect the Pacers enough. So I think if our defense clamped down and our offense would come down in place and the Cavs just need to calm down and just play Cavaliers basketball, and we will beat the Pacers in six. Thank you.
I'm going to have to teach you what 35 seconds is there, Thomas. But with love.
Oh, that's what you were laughing at. Yeah. I was like, I didn't understand.
And the toe thing is like, he's got to get over his toe. It's not an emotional toe injury. It's a physical toe injury. Does Darius have to play in-game toe?
Run that back one more time.
You said emotional toe, and my brain is operating on four levels, and emotional toe is where we went. Does Darius Garland have to play in game two? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.